A rising star is sidelined in AEW. I'm Matt Carlins, and this is Just Pro Wrestling News for Wednesday, May 12th, 2021. This update is brought to you by The Wrestling Mayhem Show. Check out the new episode right now, wherever you get your podcasts.
AEW.
One of AEW's most promising young talents is out of action with a fractured neck. Voices of Wrestling was first to report that Ricky Starks will be out of action for at least the next 3 months. The injury reportedly happened during Starks' loss to Hangman Page on the April 21st episode of Dynamite. Starks seemed to confirm his status and acknowledge well wishes in a tweet on Tuesday, saying, quote, "overwhelmed, feeling the love," end quote. A historic match on tonight's Dynamite. For the first time, a championship in New Japan will be defended in an AEW ring. Jon Moxley puts the IWGP United States Championship on the line against Yuji Nagata. Also tonight, Darby Allin defends his TNT Championship against Miro. Pac goes one-on-one with Orange Cassidy. The winner gets the next shot at Kenny Omega's AEW Championship. Plus, the Young Bucks defend their AEW tag titles against SCU. If SCU loses, Christopher Daniels and Frankie Kazarian can never tag again. On last night's Dark, the Acclaimed beat Joey Janela and Sonny Kiss. Dark Order's number 10 submitted JD Drake with the full Nelson. The Varsity Blondes were also winners last night, and they had a cheerleader in their corner, Julia Hart, who's had just a handful of AEW matches in her young career.
WWE.
NXT is bringing back the In Your House theme for its next TakeOver special. That'll stream live on Peacock and the WWE Network on Sunday, June 13th. Todd Pettengill will be back to host the show. Two successful title defenses on last night's NXT. Kushida outlasted Santos Escobar to win a 2-out-of-3 falls match and retain his Cruiserweight Championship. Kushida won the final two falls. Raquel Gonzalez pinned Mercedes Martinez to hold on to her women's title. Bobby Fish returned to NXT last night. He rescued his longtime tag partner Kyle O'Reilly from an attack by Oney Lorcan and Pete Dunne. O'Reilly had just pinned Lorcan in a one-on-one match. This does not appear to be a tag team reunion. O'Reilly and Fish later agreed to part ways on friendly terms as they pursue their own goals as singles competitors. Finn Balor will get his rematch against NXT champion Karrion Kross on the May 25th episode of NXT. Kross mauled Austin Theory in a non-title match last night, winning via referee stoppage. Getting back to Dunn, he beat Leon Ruff, also by referee stoppage. The NXT tag champs MSK beat Breezango in a non-title match. Bronson Reed will get his shot at Johnny Gargano's North American title inside a steel cage on next week's NXT. Humberto Carrillo commented on an ugly spill on Monday's Raw. Carrillo was trying to powerbomb Sheamus from the apron to the floor, but Sheamus came down on Carrillo's knee. The ref stopped the match. Carrillo tweeted Tuesday it's the first time in his career he was unable to finish a match, but it sounds like he's going to be all right. More shows impacted by a COVID-19 state of emergency in Japan. Pro Wrestling NOAH canceled the Mitsuharu Misawa Memorial Show scheduled for May 30th. All Japan postponed its Champions Night show scheduled for this Sunday. It is now set to be held on June 26th. Plus, Stardom postponed its Tokyo Dream Cinderella show scheduled for May 29th. A new date for that one has yet to be announced. Tonight's offering from Major League Wrestling is not an episode of Fusion. It'll be the first week of MLW's open draft. On last night's NWA Superpower, Matt Cross won a shot at DePope's TV title. Thunder Rosa and Camille set the stakes for their upcoming match. If Rosa wins, she is the number one contender for Serena Deeb's NWA women's title. But if Rosa loses, the forbidden door for her is closed and locked, and she cannot work anywhere outside of the NWA. Slice Boogie beat Jax Dane in a Falls Count Anywhere match when Dane threw in the towel for himself so he could check on Crimson, who he had accidentally hit just moments earlier. The NWA tag title match promoted for last night never happened. NWA champ Nick Aldis pulled his Strictly Business cohorts Chris Adonis and Tom Latimer out of the match. His thinking behind that is that he wants the tag titles to stay on Aaron Stevens and Kratos, which would keep them out of an upcoming Battle Royal for a shot at Aldis' title. That is Just Pro Wrestling News for Wednesday, May 12th. Our next update comes your way tomorrow morning, so please rate, review, subscribe, and hit that notification bell so you don't miss a thing. I'm Matt Carlins. Thank you for listening.
This show is a member of the Sorgatron Media Podcast Network. Find out more at sorgatronmedia.com.